Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Hallelujah. This is a beautiful day in Him. It's a blessing to be sharing with you this morning. Let's turn to Acts. We are in a blessed season.
Amen.
This month that we've been referring to as Holy Month. A lot of things are going on in this month. We're recognizing Pesach, which is Passover, which is on Wednesday, actually. Also, Sunday, recognizing the resurrection of Yeshua. He raised up in power and victory. And then we're fasting during this time. And then this is the Hebrew year of Jubilee. Come on now. Is anybody feeling the breakthrough? I mean, you know, they got this presidential campaign going on. And this one candidate, they're like, feel the burn. You know the one we're talking about? Bernie Sanders, feel the burn. And everybody's getting excited about that. Man, chill on all that. Feel the spirit. Feel the breakthrough. Come on. Any saints feeling the breakthrough? Feel the breakthrough. Hallelujah. So that's what we are focusing on. But this is fitting together perfectly with what we're talking about. We've been talking about, for the last few weeks, the power, the glory, the anointing. We started out by talking about the glory. Even in the atmosphere of the worship that goes forth, His presence. Anybody experience His presence? That's what we're talking about. That's that glory. That's His presence, His very, what do you call it? Aura. It's just what comes off of Him. And I've been glorying in that. And from that, hallelujah, we receive what we're talking about in Acts, the second chapter. And the 17th verse says what? Acts 2:17. And it says, it shall come to pass in the last days, saith Yahweh. I will pour out. Why do you keep reading this? Because you got to get this in you. Because it's not going to be manifest unless you understand what this dynamic is, what's actually happened. He's saying that He's going to do something that had never been done before on this level like this. He's going to pour something out. And He says, what is He going to pour out? He says, I'm going to pour out My spirit. See, He got me right there. Because His spirit, the same power that created the universe, the same power that raised Yeshua from the dead, the same power that when He went down and led captivity captive and He made an open show of the spirit world, He crushed their heads, that same power, that same dynamis, dunamis, He's going to what? Pour it out on you. Now, y'all, wait, hold up. See, y'all don't understand. That same power poured out on you is going to do something in you. Tell your neighbor, it's going to move in you. But you gotta let Him move. He wants to move. But you got to what? Demons got to flee. Shackles got to fall. We we read some other stuff, but let's find out. There's going to be a manifestation of this. It's going to be like, and your sons and daughters, they're going to prophesy. They're going to be acting in the gifts of the Spirit. Glory. Come on, y'all. Yeah. Are we experiencing some of that glory even in now, right? That pouring out. We're going to see these things happen. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. We talked about this. And the 18th verse says, and on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out. It's, hold up. Go to 17. Because he's saying, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. He already said it. But then in 18, he had to say it again. I will pour out in those days of my spirit. And they shall what? Prophesy. Stuff is going to happen. There's going to be a shift in the atmosphere when his spirit is poured out. And it sounds like to me, he ain't just pouring out. You know how we somebody asks us for a little something and we want it all for ourselves and we'll just pour them a little bit. Y'all know how cheap y'all was. No, we just gonna give you just enough. No, he was like, I'm gonna pour out. And then in the next verse, he was like, I will pour out. Sounds like he not holding no pour outs. Somebody say overflow. it's being poured out and it's running down on all flesh. This power, right? So this transfer, this power from him to us. How does that happen? And we found out that word is the anointing. Somebody say the anointing. That pouring out is the anointing. We always use that word, but sometimes we don't understand what we're talking about. Yeah, the anointing. Yeah. No. The anointing is a pour out. The anointing is an overflow. The anointing is a saturation. You just what? It's just, that's the kind of rain that you don't mind getting wet from. Just say pour out on me. Sometimes you gotta pray that. Father, just pour out on me. I want to experience all of your anointing. And so that is the Meshach. Say the Meshach. And what is that? It's the unction. It's the act. It's the very move of Yahweh. Let's go back to the other verse. Not this one, but the actual definition of the anointing. The actor moved by implication, a consecratory gift. Consecratory comes from the word consecrate. Means what? Set apart. For who? Well, why do a lot of believers consecrate themselves to themselves? You set yourself apart for yourself. That's what you do. Let me add myself in there. Occasionally, we all do that. What? We, instead of having that consecration where we're set apart for his use, we set ourselves apart for what we want to do. Don't we? How many of y'all did something that you wanted to do this week? Oh, see, nobody ain't being truthful. You did. Everybody did something you wanted to do. You want to get your hair done. You want to get your nails done. Brothers, you want to go to the gym. Somebody wanted to go to the movies. We do what we want to do. And we feel good about what we want to do. But you have been, hold up, consecrated. You've been set apart for his use. Tell yourself, I'm not my own. No, you got to say that. I'm not my own. I belong to him. So if you understand that, you wouldn't act the way you do. If you understood that, you wouldn't do the stuff that you do. If you understood that, you wouldn't say the stuff that you say. If you understood that, you wouldn't find yourself in some of the places that you find yourself in. We find a history of this word. It was first used when we were talking in Leviticus. We were talking about, he said, hey, I need you to prepare this special oil. And everything that has something to do with me, I need you to anoint that. Yeah, build it to my specifications. Exactly. And after you finish doing it and building it and creating it and forming it, you can't use it. Yeah, it's there. It's like this tile is created and you could use it. It's ready to go. But he's like, it's not ready until you put the anointing on it. Say everything must be anointed. Say it again. Everything must be anointed. That is the sign. That is the signature. That is the release. Come on. That is the seal of the consecration. See, we don't get that. Somebody say that's the evidence. See, you would know that that was ready because it was oily. I dare say some of y'all need to get oily. You knew it was ready when you saw the evidence of the anointing, that smearing, that pouring out. Okay, so why do we need to anoint stuff? We anoint it for a purpose. The anointing is for a purpose. It's for proclaiming. The anointing is for worship. The anointing was for sacrifice. Anointing was for ruling. It designated the deity and it designated the authority. It was for healing. And to make something ready for what? Holy use. To be set apart. Wow. So we saw that in Leviticus, or Vayikra is the Hebrew name for Leviticus. We saw that Yahweh instructed Moshe, anoint everything. Aaron, anoint everything. The stuff that's going in the tabernacle, anoint it. The people that are working in there, anoint them. Set them apart for my use, and you'll know that it's ready when it's anointed. So he even told them, listen, I need you to follow some instructions. Go to Leviticus, the 6th chapter. I just have to touch on this to propel me to the next point. And I know we talked about this, but I don't think we can talk about this enough. Because he's saying when this anointing occurs, there's a respect factor that goes on with this. If it's set apart for my use, if it's anointed for a purpose, that means that you can't do it the way you want to do it. See, we gotta have it. Well, I'm just set in my ways. Well, I'm just particular. Well, I'm just a control freak. Yeah, you all that. But as a believer, you can't be no control freak. You can't get nothing from him until you release him. You gotta release yourself. Tell your neighbor, release yourself. Somebody got mad at you. That's okay. Release yourself. Because he wants to do some stuff, but he can't force you. So you got to release the stuff that you think and the stuff that you want to do. You got to do it according to what he says. So we saw an example of this. So it says, so in Leviticus, or Vayikra, we saw the 6th chapter, and then we looked at the 12th verse. And the 12th verse says something very interesting. I apologize. We want to go to the 10th chapter of Leviticus. Because in the 6th chapter, we talked about the particulars. He was like, listen, you got to keep the fire burning on the altar. And to light the sacrifice, you must get any fire to light the sacrifice from the specific fire that's burning. My fire, the fire that never goes out. The sacrifice has to be done according to what I'm telling you to do. And you must even get this fire for this sacrifice. It must come. Say the fire must come from the ever-burning flame. And the ever-burning flame on the altar signified Yahweh. He's ever-burning, right? And so that's the way he wanted it done. And so in Leviticus, the 10th chapter, the first verse, Nadab and Abihu were two sons of Aaron who were anointed to work. And the scripture said, get the fire from the source. Yahweh's source. But Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his censer, so they both got their censers, and they put fire in them. Right? And they put incense thereon. But the fire that they offered wasn't from the flame. The scripture says it was strange fire. They offered strange fire. Ask your neighbor, where'd that fire come from? Well, I don't know where it came from, but I'm telling y'all, it wasn't from the ever-burning flame. Because if it was, it wouldn't have been called strange. So there was somewhere air lighting up, and we talked about this. We are lighting up all kinds of fires. We getting our fire from all kinds of strange sources. But he told us that I'm sorry, I say that sometimes, I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to come out that way. The fire must come from a specific source. So it's interesting. Strange fire. The Hebrew calls it zur. That means it's unauthorized. It's profane. Whoa. Profane fire. That fire came from somewhere else. Maybe it was something that they lit up, or they got it from somebody's something. Somebody had a fire lit up somewhere else, and they said, well, let's just take our censers and light them up right here. Maybe it was, why did they do that? Because maybe they thought it was convenient. Maybe they didn't want to go out of their way. Maybe they didn't, want to, do all of that. Isn't that what we do? Oh, it don't take all that. No, I do it. God understands. God knows my heart. I hate hearing people say that. Because the truth is, he does know your heart, and it's dark. You may be able to fool some of us, but you sure can't fool him. He knows what's going on the inside. And you know what? To everybody else, they might have seen that censer going towards. And they're like, well, everybody said, well, it looked like fire to me. And isn't that what? Everybody didn't know. Y'all, sometimes you don't know what strange fire looked like, because maybe it looked orange, red, maybe it looked like the fire that they was using. Oh, but guess who knows what kind of fire it is? Yahweh knows. Tell your neighbor, Yahweh knows. And it was interesting because it said they offered strange fire before Yahweh, and he commanded them not. He told them, don't do that. And the second verse says, and there went out a fire from Yahweh and devoured them. So he was like, you want to see the real fire? Let me show you. And his fire went out and burned them up. Wow. And it says, and they died before Yahweh. Moshe said unto Aaron, this is that Yahweh spake. Saying, see, he said, if you don't follow the pattern, you don't follow the way things are being done, this is what happens. This right here, these are the results. And it says, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me. You coming to me, you can't come any kind of way. And before all the people, I will be what? Glorified. I like this part. And Aaron held his peace. And I told you that the interpretation of that is that Aaron shut up. Because what do you think? Well, why would you do that, God? Why did that happen? That's my son. They was only trying to burn the fire. You can't burn it your way. You got to burn it his way. You can't burn it your way. There's some fires that's being trying to be lit. You can't light it your way. You can't turn it up your way. That's the problem. Something's wrong with your turn up. He don't accept any old kind of thing. He says it must be holy. It must be acceptable. He says, I will be sanctified. I will be glorified. He deserves it. He deserves to be approached the way he says that he needs to be approached. Because he's holy. And a lot of people tell me, you know, it don't take all of that. You better hold your peace. I'm about to say, tell your neighbor, oh, no, don't do it. So understanding this, then we can move on to the next thing. And so 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, 16 verse. All of this being particular, all of these details in regards to how I approach him, yes. Everything must be anointed, yes. Why? Because he said so. Amen. He said it must be holy. Therefore, in the 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, what does this have to do with me? Well, that was the Old Testament. He ain't burning up folks no more like that. Well, 1 Corinthians, well, that was in the Old Testament. That was in Leviticus. You know, there's a whole nother covenant going on, a whole nother testament. Well, let's see. 1 Corinthians, I believe that's in the New Testament, right? 1 Corinthians, New Testament, right? All right. So it says, know ye not that you are the temple of Yah? Oh, wait, hold up. If the temple and everything in the temple has to be anointed in the Old Testament, the New Testament is reminding you. Don't you know what the temple is? He says, don't you know that you are the temple? Tell yourself, I am the temple. You're doing all kinds of stuff in your temple. You let all kinds of stuff happen in your temple. You let all kinds of stuff go around your temple. You take your temple in some places that you ain't got no business taking your temple in. Strange fibra. Zur. And that the spirit of Yahweh, woo, the anointing, the spirit of Yahweh is in you. That's something that we kind of like don't realize on a day-to-day basis. This ain't a rental temple. You know, occasionally it's a temple, and then today is not, and the next day is the temple. No. This is, you are constantly the temple. Say, every day I'm the temple. You got to say the spirit of Yahweh dwells within me. Man, y'all, and so if you knew that, why are you lighting strange fire? Even today, is strange fire being lit? Yes. People are lighting up strange fire every day. Under the auspices of, I'm talking about they lighting physical strange fire. And they smoke in the fire. And they blowing the smoke of the strange fire and the strange herb. And they're blowing it right in the face of the spirit that's living in the temple. Yes, we do. If you only knew that the temple must be holy. If you only knew that he's dwelling inside of you, then you'd understand. And the 17th verse says what? If any man defile the temple. Oh, ladies. It said every man. No, it's mankind, ladies. So you're included. Somebody say, if any woman, defile the temple. You're not exempt. If any man or woman defile the temple, Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy. What? Well, what do you expect? He said to keep it what? He says, for the temple of Yahweh is holy. Which temple? This can go two ways. It's meaning you're that temple. But it can also mean, what temple are you? Are you my temple? Or you got some other stuff going on there? So, understanding this, go to Yeshayahu or Isaiah. Go to Isaiah, the 61st chapter. So this is the beauty of it. We have a specific reason that everything needs to be anointed. All right. Well, anything that is supposed to be used for Yahweh must meet this criteria. Let's look at the name Yeshua. Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeshua, we use that true Hebrew name. We don't use Jesus because Jesus didn't come to 1611. Why you keep saying that? Because I must keep saying it. I got to keep reinforcing that. It's truth. If that name didn't come to 1611, what were they calling him? They were calling him Yeshua. He was born Yeshua. Anybody see the movie Risen that just came out? In the movie Risen, they use the name Yeshua. It's the real name. HaMashiach. The beauty is this. Yeshua means he will save. HaMashiach means the anointed one. He will save, he will deliver. The anointed one will save and deliver. That means that his name actually reveals his purpose. HaMashiach. Say HaMashiach. The anointed one. The son of Yahweh. He's already anointed because he came from Yahweh. Well, let's see. Let's go to Yeshayahu. And Yeshayahu was saying this. The prophet Isaiah was saying that there's a foreshadowing. He was showing these things, speaking this way. The Spirit, first verse, the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me. Because Yahweh has appointed me. Ah. He's what? Who did the anointing? So evidently, the anointing must be present for something else to happen. He has anointed me for what? To preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Ooh, that sounds like healing. To proclaim liberty to the captives, right? So you can't tell nobody about freedom unless you've been made free. Guess what makes you free? The anointing. And you can't proclaim that to nobody unless you what? You got to be qualified. I ain't never heard nobody that's locked up talking about I'm free and telling everybody, yeah, I'm free, but you're still locked up. You can only proclaim freedom unless you what? Been made free. Well, that's the liberty to the captives. The opening of the prison to them that are bound. Next verse, what? Second verse. To proclaim the acceptable year of Yahweh and all the day of the vengeance of Yahweh, to comfort all that mourn. And there's just a whole plethora of things that happen with the anointing. So go to Matthew. What does this have to do with Yeshua? Well, in Matthew, the first two chapters of Matthew, we're talking about Yeshua when he was born and, you know, you know, all the wonderful things and the painting the picture of Mary and Joseph and, you know, all the things that happened in December. We say December, the birth and all that. So Matthew, first and second chapter, is talking about all that. Well, isn't it interesting that once we see Yeshua kind of like in the temple as a young child, you're not hearing nothing else until the third chapter of Matthew. Amen. So from the second chapter, he's a boy. And in the third chapter, he's 30-something years old. What happened between the boy and the man? Well, something had to happen first before the man could step into his purpose. What would that be? Third chapter, 13th verse. This is where we see Yeshua for the first time. Then cometh as a man, Yeshua from Galilee to Jordan unto Johanan to be baptized of him. So Yeshua's like, you know, John the Baptist, his name meant that he was what? He was a baptizer, Johanan the baptizer, because he knew that there was coming a Messiah. It had already been foretold that he was coming. And Johanan was saying, come on, everybody, let's get ready for this kingdom that's coming. And you got to be baptized. Baptizo, you got to be immersed. You got to go down full immersion. Not bapto. Bapto meant you just had a little sprinkle. Oh, but baptizo, ooh, that means you have to go all the way in. Why? Well, let's find out. So Yeshua came to Johanan and said, from Johanan to be baptized of him. And the 14th verse says, Johanan said, no. Yeshua, you want me to baptize you? He forbade him. He's like, no. He said, I have need to be baptized of thee. Meaning, John, Johanan is going and saying to Yeshua, wait, hold up. I can't baptize you. You need to baptize me. You're the one that we've been waiting for. So I need your baptism. And he's like, you coming to me? 16th verse. 15th verse. And Yeshua answered him and said, suffer it to be so. Meaning, don't trip. I understand and I respect what you're trying to say, but you got to do this. Right? He says, suffer it to be now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill. See, I can't go and do the things that I need to do until I receive that anointing. It's been a long span of time. I was getting trained. I was getting in the word. But now that it's time for me to operate in power, something even has to happen to me. So right now, my name is Yeshua. But after this, I can be called Yeshua HaMashiach. Come on now. The anointed one. I can't fulfill my purpose. Fulfill my purpose until something happens in me. But you, Yeshua, I got that. But we good on that. But I need something else. Because it had already been shown us that nothing can be used for the Father's purpose unless it receives an anointing. And basically, he's like, I can't anoint myself. I got to show you how it's done. Somebody say, I'm on. So Yeshua, when he was baptized, went up straight out of the water. It doesn't matter. Fast forward 2016. Well, it don't matter. I don't need to be baptized. You know, I'm saved anyway. Hold up. Even Yeshua was baptized. So if Yeshua was baptized, what's wrong with you? Who are you? That you can bypass baptism? You think you're so special that you're going to have, you got your own brand of salvation? You got your own brand of religion? Even Yeshua himself went down in the waters of baptism to signify, hey, something has to happen to me. Even something has to happen in me. And it says, when he did that, when he came out of water, the heavens were opened up to him. Hold up. Get this. The heavens were opened up to him. Mean everything that heaven had, all the power, all of the authority, everything after he made that step, it was opened up. You can't do nothing in his kingdom unless the heavens open up to you. And the heavens ain't opening up to you unless you follow the pattern. Somebody say baptize. And he saw the Spirit. Didn't he say that he was going to pour out his Spirit on all flesh? Say that's including his son. And he saw the Spirit of Yahweh descending like a dove. And it what? Lightened upon him. It poured out on him. So wait, hold up. So Yeshua even got to pour out? He sure did. After he took that baptizo step, the heavens what? And he was able to what? Have the Spirit. What? 6:17 verse. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this right here, this is my son, in whom I am what? Please. If you want Yahweh to recognize you, and open up his heavens to you and to be pleased with you, you got to receive his anointing. Come on. And not just have it, but operate in it. I'm going to tell you this, and this is all I got time for. Go to Luke, 4th chapter. Now Yeshua, he ready. See, but he was already the son of Yahweh, but he hadn't received that anointing. So now he has it. And now it's not good enough that he has it. He's got to what? He's got to work it. So Luke 4th chapter. And this, I just want to show you how dynamic your Savior is. So now he's released. The heavens have opened up. Now he can operate in his purpose. It just trips me out how people think that they saved and they think they can do something, but they don't have baptism and they don't have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost in them. You can't do nothing without his anointing, huh? Say, pour out. So 4th chapter of Luke 16 says, and he came to Nazareth, Yeshua did, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath and stood up to read. So now he's baptized. He's ready to go. So he's going to the synagogue. He was like, all right, y'all, I'm ready. 18th verse. So basically what happened is that the 17th verse says, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet of Isaiah or Yeshayahu, right? It says, when he had opened the book. So this is what he walked. Check this out. He came into the church. And they're like, okay, go ahead on and read that book. And when he had opened the book, he found the place in the book or in the Torah, right? That word, that the scripture popped out. And guess what he read? He stood behind the podium and said, "The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor." It was already foretold, and now after his baptizo, after his anointing, now he's in the sanctuary saying, "Now the Spirit of Yahweh is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance unto the captives, and recovering the sight to the blind, to set liberty them what? That are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." And after he said that, he closed the book and gave it to the minister and sat down. And all of the eyes were in the synagogue were fastened upon him. So you want to know what happened? He said, "You know that guy that we've been expecting? The one that's going to be the son of Yahweh? The anointed one? Right? Well, I'm telling you right now, here I am." Right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Father, thanking you, Father, for your anointing, Father Yahweh. Thanking you, Father Yahweh, that you have poured out. You poured out to overflow upon us. Thank you for the pour out. Thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost that is working in us. And right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, minister to each and every one of us. The importance of operating in the same anointing. Oh, the same anointing that Yeshua did. Hallelujah. The same power that Yeshua did. The same authority that Yeshua had. It is his desire for us to operate on earth right now in this time. So right now, Father Yahweh, if we haven't been operating the way we need to operate, if we haven't been respecting the temple the way we need to respect the temple, Father, forgive us right now. Forgive us right now and cleanse us right now. But Father Yahweh, we're telling you now, we're ready. 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 We're ready for your overflow. We're ready for you. We're ready for you to have your way. We're ready for you to do what you want to do. Right now, Father, so we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the respect. Hallelujah. Consecrate us. Set us apart continually. Hashanah. For your purpose. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Aman and aman. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just bow your heads, please, wherever you are. You may be seated. I must make this call because it's important. And that's what we're talking about. Yeshua was our example. Please bow your heads. Yeshua was our example. of what it takes to be set apart for the master's use. It takes baptizo. It takes the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Maybe there's somebody here that says, you know what? I need those things. Maybe I thought I had it one way, but no. I'm seeing that I need it. And today I'm ready. I'm ready for this step in salvation. I hear what I need. I've kind of lived my life the way I wanted to live my life, and I haven't been successful in it. I know I need more. So if you say, hey, today I need more, you need more, you can have more today. All you need to do is raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Just raise your hand wherever you are. You say, I need that. I need that in my life. I need that in my life. And maybe you say, you know, I've been baptized, but I don't have the Holy Spirit. Maybe I need that. I know I need that. I know I need the anointing. I know I need the power. I know I need that. If that's you, just raise your hand and we'll pray for you for that. Hallelujah. We'll pray for that. That it manifests in your life. Hallelujah. Lastly, maybe you have had those things, but you've drifted away. You're not close to him anymore. You're not active. You're not working in the power that dwelleth within you. So you're saying, hey, listen, I want to be restored back to where I need to be. I know I've drifted away from him, and I want more. I want to be back to my rightful place. I want to be back at his side. You say, I want restoration today. Just raise your hand. We'll pray for that. You want restoration. You want to be restored. That's it. That's one, two. Hallelujah. And everybody, keep your head bowed. An act of surrender to him is this. If you raise your hands for any of those things, come down here where I am. Let's pray right now. Let's get it. Don't worry about people looking at you. It has nothing to do with that. It has about you receiving everything that he has for you, holding back nothing. Just join me right here. Hallelujah. Let's join hands. Hallelujah. If you're in this circle with me, you're saying that you want me to pray, and I'm praying. But after we finish praying, if you just go with the counselors for 5 minutes so they can share with you in the word the things that you need to see there for this to just be completely manifest in your life, will you do that? Yeah. Right. Father Yahweh, we just thank you and praise you for those that are here, Father Yahweh. We thank you and praise you, Father Yahweh. You say no man or woman come unto you except you draw them first. So right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, work a mighty work in these sisters that we have right here, Father Yahweh, that you will manifest yourself in such a real way that you bring back that restoration that is needed today, right now. Everything that you have planned for their lives, you say you know the plans that you have for us. And so right now, in the mighty name of Yeshua, let them be realized in a real way today. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen. Minutes, but can you go with the counselors just for a few minutes? Mm-hmm. If you have something at your chair, you might want to take it.
Keep your head bowed.
Hey.